What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this lifetime. We have been church in a while.
Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping.
Cause we're speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free.
We use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Work call, yeah, man. Gotta go in here and dance, but I don't get tired.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. They know somehow I crept. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my answer rep.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Learning those things can keep you from becoming a straight out gold digger. Now, every woman with something should want a man that also has something, because if he has nothing, then he'll cause you to lose what you do have, because he doesn't know how to maintain the things that you have because he has nothing. But when we speak about denial in itself, it's denying that we have a problem to cover it up with something else. Denying that there's an issue that needs to be addressed. Like, if you're hurt, avoiding the fact that somebody hurt you doesn't change that you get hurt. It just limits the ability for you to heal that issue so that you don't allow that hurt to affect you forever. And that's the one thing, the biggest frustration I have about church and the way that they teach people not to address their issues, but to simply believe God is going to miraculously change them without them actually addressing the things that control them internally so that they can spiritually mature in all areas of their lives. This is the basis of spiritual human behavior. The biggest thing about denial is denying the fact that you have a certain type of pattern that causes this certain type of result, and denying that the result is based on the pattern of your thinking, your living, your spending, company that you keep, the environment that you're patterned to be in. All of these things make a difference when talking about denial. The next defense mechanism that we will talk about is regression, and that's...
Okay, so the other day I said that I wanted to talk about behavior patterns and how your thinking and different things affect your behavior pattern. And so as I am reviewing the last 10 minutes of this chapter to ensure that I have his quality control, basically, to make sure that I have gotten everything in here that I want to be in here, to make sure that everything flows. I still have to do the sound portion. So where you heard me talking low and then it got a little bit higher, that's because I have to go and compress normalize, auto gain, clean up everything to the sound. But so when I was originally thinking about doing this post, I really wanted to emphasize that the first goal is to understand your thinking when we're talking about spiritual healing behavior, or when we're talking about changing, growing, and becoming a better person or a better version of yourself. You have to navigate first, where are your thoughts now? Who are you now? What do you think now? How do you act now? And then from there, it goes to what made you begin to think that way. When we're all young, there are certain things that come natural. Love comes natural. Inquisitiveness comes natural. The way we interact with others comes natural. And even the way we think comes natural. Now, over the course of our childhood and adolescence, even into early adult years, but mostly from our childhood and adolescence, the things that we endure, the things that we experience, the things that bring us either joy, peace, happiness, sadness, and etc., it really ends up playing on our minds. And what we will realize is that every experience has changed us and developed us in one way or another. Now, all change is not good. All the ways that we've been developed are not healthy. Sometimes the things that we've gone through shifts our thinking, which also impacts our behavior. So if you experience, for those that have experienced molestation or abuse, two avenues are in front of you. From the time that you experience, it either dampens who you are, your personality, how you act, how you interact with others, or it amplifies how that abuse impacted you. And both of them are amplifying how it impacted you. But some people are not able to get over certain things. Some people, you get molested and then you become a little bit more less approachable. You become a little bit less more outgoing. You become a little bit more guarded. And this doesn't just come from molestation. This comes from any type of abuse, any type of ill or harsh treatment, anything that makes you doubt yourself, that robs you of your innocence, and makes you feel like you're not enough. The other avenue for somebody that experiences something harsh is overshadowing it with, for some it may be charisma, for others it may be jokes and comedy. For others, it may be porn or sexual addiction. And for some, it may just change their whole personality again to where they interact with different people different. So a person that is sought after, let's say a minor who is groped or groomed to be essential or sexual more than they are groomed to not be. I don't want to say, because you can groom a person to be sensual and sexual, or you can groom them to be so reserved and so covered and so just where it's like an extreme. You can have one extreme or you can have another extreme. And it's very rare that people are able to find balance in their life experiences. So for those that have an adverse experience and that adverse reaction, you may not look at it like it's an adverse reaction if you are more on top of people. You know what I'm saying? There are some women that hang all over men, that everything is funny, everything is key, 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 ha, 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 ha. You know what I'm saying? There are some that's just, they just fall on men, and that is a learned behavior. So even those that regress and they feel shamed and they don't, you know what I'm saying, they take or think less of themselves, those are learned behaviors. So the goal, for the most part, of spiritual human behavior is learning how you developed your behavior patterns based on the things that you've experienced. Like for me, my mindset and my objective within my goal originally, before even really getting to spiritual human behavior as far as developing the concept in the book, was, okay, the things that I don't like about myself, can I think back to a time to where these patterns started to happen, when I was so, I don't want to say codependent, but when I felt like I needed people the most, I had to look back over my life and say, okay, now what caused me to begin to act like this? There was a time growing up, I was always by myself. I was always alone for the most part. And then after a while, I started going over friends' house. I started wanting to be around people. So I would do more things. I don't want to say to gain more friends. I had developed a sense about myself where I would allow people to kind of not treat me any type of way, but I took more things less to heart. I allow people to make jokes or make fun or do this and do that because I wanted friends. I wanted them to be my people. So when I realized that deficiency in me, and even though I don't want to be serious all the time, I don't want to be over the top with, you know, taking things personal, but people don't pick on me. I don't have a family where, my family, they joke a lot. But I was never the center of the jokes. People have never picked on me. I've never been, I don't think I've ever been bullied to that extent to where I felt like I had to let people pick on me. However, because of who my family was or is and the nature of how I was raised, when you know your family has your back, you approach people wrong. And this is true on different levels. I used to have a friend that her family, if one fought, everybody fought. That means that people was getting jumped, whether they could beat the person or not, they would just jump people. While on my end, if I fought you one-on-one, especially in a situation to where I knew I was going to whoop your ass, there was no reason. I hated when people tried to jump in my fights. I had one fight in high school that everybody jumped in and I was cool with. And I was like, I didn't knock the bitch out. I didn't hit her and everything. And what are y'all jumping in for? That was unnecessary. But the difference of understanding breeds a different result. For those that can't fight, that have to jump, that's their concept of thinking. For me, I've always been able to throw a few punches. I've always been heavy-handed. So fighting for me, I never really needed anybody to fight my battles. Although, because of my family, if I ever had a problem where I was outnumbered or getting jumped, they would come to my rescue in the sense of, y'all not gonna jump her, y'all gonna fight one-on-one. And so those behavior patterns made me stronger versus the people that need, you know, to jump everybody. And that's just one small example. A person that allows people to treat them any type of way. Your mindset and your thought process has to be, when did I develop this need to feel accepted or be accepted? Versus, how was I before? Was I always like this? This is the goal, because once you address your thinking, you have to understand how your thinking has affected you in moving forward. So with men, for me, I had to figure out, okay, why do I like these certain guys? And what can I do to change my behavior pattern towards the men that I choose? And that made me go back and say, what do I like? Why do I like it? And what I realized is that for a very long time, I liked the things that I missed about people, or things that I felt like, well, if I knew my uncle, I have an uncle that I believe died of an overdose. He had a heart attack and he was on drugs, but he was a really good person. Like, he was like, he was a great uncle. Like, he was like a father figure to me. And then I had cousins that were in and out of jail that were, you know, I have a family that has some criminal history, but I also have family that are dignitaries that have worked all their life and da-da-da-da-da. But I seem to be more attracted to the guys that seem like the men in my life that I admired and that I liked to be around. So what I realized is that I was accepting things that I knew might not be good for me, that I knew that I might not like, or that it wasn't healthy. And I was doing that because it made me feel more connected to the people that I had lost, disconnected with, and all those other things, or felt compassion towards in my past, versus saying, what do I need? Not what have I seen and learned to like, or learned to deal with or accept, because I want people to be compassionate to people that I love, but what would be healthy for me? And then I had to change the narrative of my mindset. I had to change the narrative of my actions. That means I got to change the environments that I'm in sometimes, the people that I want to be around sometimes, so that I can learn to develop an appreciation for things that I've never seen, for things that I've never been around, for understanding people that are not like the things that I've learned to love, because that's all I've been exposed to. So, long end of the short, I want to make sure that it is understood that addressing the thought process is very basic. That's the first step. But addressing the way your thoughts have changed your behavior is taking control of your life and really making the changes that you need in order to grow. Now, you might not like that you got a smart mouth, but you can track back down to where, why did you start getting back and snapping it? And you know what I'm saying? Why did you develop this? What happened that made you develop this characteristic or this trait or this behavior pattern about yourself? And if you can learn everything that makes you uncomfortable about you, everything that you don't like about you, and you can go and trace it back to, dang, okay, when did I first start acting like that? When did I first develop a temper? When did I first feel like I had to fight in order to protect myself? When did I feel like I had to have sex in order to feel good or to feel loved? What was the first experience that I felt like what I'm dealing with today? How can I go back and address that? And how can I go back and change that? What can I do to become better? Because until you address the thought patterns, you can't sufficiently change the behavior or outgrow the behavior. Because once you begin to heal the core issue that turned you into the person, or turned that behavior on, or made you change, because now you have to be guarded, protected, or now you feel like you have to beg for love, or whatever your thing is. I don't beg for love. There's a lot of things that I used to do. I used to be meaner. I used to be more unpleasant. I used to be more feisty. I used to have so many little things about myself that I didn't like. Even like with wanting to be accepted by people that they don't even accept themselves. But I had to learn, go back and learn how I treated men, how I view men, how my relationship with my mother changed or developed my thought process, or how I dealt with other people. Like, I know that the strained relationship with my mother also had an effect on the relationships that I've had with other females, period. But knowing that allows me to address that. It allows me to say, you know what? At least until this person displays some type of fucked up shit, then I don't have to think that that person is going to do fucked up shit. But the moment that person starts doing fucked up shit, then I need to believe that person for who they're showing me they are and not who I want them to be. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And how important your behavior pattern changing with your mindset is. But I definitely think that not being in denial, owning who you are, every aspect of yourself is important. Because if you own your personality, if you if you make the difference between your personality and the things that you've learned to do to protect you, then that is going to be a huge game changer for you. Because there are some things that you do because you feel like if you don't do this, then people won't like you, they won't accept you, and you know what I'm saying, you're gonna be all alone. Don't have that mindset about yourself. Know that how God made you is what you need to be. And you don't have to change who God made you for anybody. So you have to start ridding yourself and letting go of all the things that made you become the person that you don't like to see in the mirror every day. Have a great day. Hope this helps.
Joining Speaking Freedom as we continue to assist you with your daily growth and intuitive wisdom. Loving is a lifestyle and we love to love. Inspiration is how we fuel faith. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.